This is a contract between me, the slut formerly known as Miranda Baker, and my owner. 1. I, Miranda Baker, confirm I accept this contract willingly, without coercion, and as a matter of my own free choice. 2. The slut confirms and accepts she is happiest, most comfortable, and most satisfied when she is no longer a woman, but is the property of an owner. The slut understands and accepts that she is a slut and a cunt, a slave, committed to her owner's priorities. 3. The slut understands and accepts that she no longer has any name her owner does not provide. The slut will accept and respond to any name her owner uses, including, but not limited to, slave, slut, cunt, fucktoy, bitch, and pet. 4. The slut accepts that her place is whatever her owner says it is. She understands her purpose is to be used for her owner's emotional, mental, domestic, and sexual satisfaction. 5. The slut understands and accepts that she may, at her owner's discretion, be found to have offended her owner, and in be subject to her owner's choice of physical discipline and punishment, and that such discipline and punishment will be as painful as her owner sees fit. Her owner may also inflict pain as a part of this slut's training to better please and satisfy her owner. 6. The slut accepts that her owner may choose to hurt her when she has committed no offense, but simply for her owner's pleasure. This slut understands that her owner may hurt her any way that her owner chooses. This slut understands and accepts that such pain will include, but not be limited to, the owner biting and pinching any part of the slut's body as often and as hard as owner wishes. Slapping the slut's face and breasts, pulling and twisting the slut's nipples as hard as the owner wishes. Spanking the slut's ass and thighs and pulling her head and pussy hair. The slut understands that her owner may use additional items to inflict pain, including but not limited to belts, whips, paddles, canes, and riding crops. 7. The slut will thank her owner for any pain her owner inflicts on her and beg her owner to hurt her more. 8. The slut accepts that she must be totally obedient and absolutely submissive to her owner. She knows she is both a pleasure toy and a decoration. She understands she must strive at all times to be visually pleasing to her owner, both clothed and unclothed. 9. The slut understands and accepts that her physical shape is a matter of her owner's choice and desires. If her owner appreciates slim women, she knows she must stay slim. If her owner desires a more well-built slut, she will put on weight. She commits to doing whatever it takes to maintain her owner's preferred chest, waist, and hip measurements. In particular, she understands that her breasts should be whatever size her owner desires, whether this is natural or the result of artificial enhancement or reduction. 10. This slut's hair, whether on her head or her pussy, will be colored, styled, and cut to her owner's preferences. If her owner wishes the slut's cunt to be bare, this slut will take steps to remove all her pussy hair. If, as an example, her owner wants the slut's head hair blonde and her pussy hair red, the slut will dye whichever requires attention. 11. The slut understands that her clothing or lack of clothing is a matter of her owner's choice and preference. She will be naked when her owner requires her nudity, clothed when and how her owner wishes to dress her, and any state in between. 12. Unless otherwise instructed by her owner, this slut will wear stockings and a garter belt at all times. The slut understands that such items are considered attractive and a strong sexual signal. They will also ensure the slut's cunt hole and asshole are properly accessible and available should her owner require them, and can serve as restraints if her owner wishes this slut to be tied. 13. Unless otherwise instructed by her owner, the slut will wear stiletto heels at all times, at least 3 inches. The slut understands that heels are generally considered elegant and also can be viewed as a sexual signal. They will serve to tighten her leg muscles and so make her more pleasing to watch. They will enhance her gait, in particular reinforcing and emphasizing the movement of her hips and ass. This slut will practice walking in heels to ensure she is elegant while making sure her body and movements simulate her owner's pleasure. 14. The slut understands and accepts that she is not permitted to wear underwear unless instructed to do so by her owner. Otherwise, at no time is she permitted to wear a bra or panties. Her body is her owner's property and should be both available and accessible to her owner at all times. Access to her cunt, her ass, and her breasts should never be restricted beyond the absolute minimum required by being in public view. 15. Unless instructed by her owner, the slut will never wear pants or jeans. These restrict her owner's access to the slut's holes. 16. Whether her owner prefers her in a skirt or dress, the slut will wear hemlines that are suitably short and loose enough to ensure easy access to her cunt and ass should her owner require it. Her skirt or dress will be selected by her owner to ensure a hand may easily be put under it from the front or the back and easily lifted if increased access, visibility, or discipline is intended. 17. The slut will always wear a thin leather belt around the waist of her skirt or dress. This slut understands that a belt of this type can serve as a whip when desired, or as a restraint for wrists or ankles. 18. The slut understands any dress or shirt she is permitted to wear will always be low cut to display her cleavage and allow access to the slut's breast. It will also be possible to open it in the case of a shirt, or lower entirely in the case of a dress, to fully display the slut's breasts for her owner's use, pleasure, and the infliction of pain. This slut's dress or shirt will also be thin enough to allow her owner to know the state of the slut's nipples, and, if required by her owner, should be see-through to put her nipples and breasts on proper display even when clothed. 19. The slut understands that her owner expects the slut's nipples to be hard at all times and her cunt to be wet. The slut will take action to ensure that this is the case while making sure that she does not come at any time without her owner's permission. 20. The slut will ensure that her purse will always hold items that are sufficiently discreet if discovered, but able to serve her owner's purposes and enhance the slut's use if desired. 21. The slut's purse will always hold at least one additional pair of stockings and a garter belt. These can replace the slut's stockings if the ones she's currently wearing become damaged or imperfect, as well as serving as restraints for wrists and or ankles if her owner desires her to be tied. 22. The slut's purse will always hold one or more pairs of panties. While these should be attractive and generally laced, they are not for the slut to wear. Her owner will select and test them to ensure that they will properly fit the slut's mouth when stuffed between her lips. This will allow the slut to be gagged whenever her owner requires silence to be enforced. The panties will be selected to maximize the slut's attractiveness to her owner when she is gagged. That is, they will suitably bulge the slut's cheeks, open the slut's mouth as wide as her owner wishes, and protrude between the slut's lips in any way that her owner finds stimulating or pleasing. 23. The slut's purse will always hold an additional pair of panties to be worn if her owner wishes. This may be to allow the slut's owner the pleasure of taking her panties down to discipline her, or the visual stimulation of the slut's panties stretched between her thighs while her legs are open and she's masturbating or being fucked. The panties should be lace, or sufficiently see-through to ensure that her pussy and cunt are properly visible when she's wearing them. 24. The slut understands and accepts that she is a toy for her owner's delight. This slut understands that will involve being used by her owner for sexual pleasure and using or being used by other partners as her owner commands. This slut understands that she must learn to fuck and be fucked by both men and women as her owner chooses and to satisfy them. This slut, formerly the woman known as Miranda Baker, accepts and commits herself to this contract with her owner in its entirety and of her own free will. This slut begs her owner to take her as her owner's slave and cunt.